This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So as you ready yourself for another workday, are you going to do what all of us have done for years, but now they finally named it, and that is task masking. And that is the idea of when you spend a lot of time and effort at your work looking like you're working. You know, people walk by and you're typing away furiously.
You just seem like you're furiously working so hard.
And, you know, I do remember that. Because everything revolves around The Simpsons and Seinfeld, mm-hmm. I guess. In a Seinfeld episode, George Costanza said the best thing to do at work is be in a bad mood, especially if you haven't finished your work or they need things from you. And if you're mean and grumpy, people kind of stay away from you a little bit.
Because they think you're busy?
They think you're busy and they kind of just like don't want to have the conflict. So that's one tip. But, you know, it seems like Gen Z workers are the best at task masking. I don't know. See, I think we're pretty good at it.
Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, Gen Z may think they're really good at task masking, but imagine, oh my God, imagine having to try to look busy before we had the internet.
That's right.
We had to figure out a way to look busy when we weren't just, you know,
going to
TMZ to
right.
find out what the latest celebrity news was. We had to come up with creative ways to do nothing.
That's right. One of my favorite ways. I mean, we didn't even have, for a long time, you and I worked without computers. We just had typewriters. I mean, you couldn't just run into the internet. So one of my favorite things was take a lap, you know. You go walk around, pretend like you're looking for somebody or you're off to an important meeting and you make a turn, make another turn, stop in the bathroom, come back around and sit back at your desk.
And then nobody can find you either
yes.
when they need you to do something. Where
That's
is
right.
he? Well, I'm sure he's here somewhere.
Doing something
His
important.
His car is here. But these kids, they think they've got it tough.
Because they have to look at the internet and quickly switch to another window.
Right.
Dagnabbit.